From MJ Bulls Media, I'm Dan Humiston, and this is Cannabis Crowdfunding. Today on Cannabis Crowdfunding, we are joined by the co-founder and CEO of Grow With Jane, Nico Bode. Nico, welcome to the show.
Hey, Daniel. Thank you.
I'm so excited to be speaking with you today. I have your MicroVentures crowdfunding page in front of me, and I have so many questions for you, but talk about being at the right place at the right time. Grow With Jane is a mobile app that helps people grow cannabis, which is exactly what we need during this COVID-19 pandemic. Let's start by talking about why so many people have taken up growing cannabis at home.
Well, I think a lot of people were already doing it even before the pandemic. I tell a lot of people in the U.S., I'm from Argentina and I've traveled around the world. And there is a culture in other countries about growing cannabis in their houses. Part of it, it's about having the right to produce your own medicine or the product that makes you feel well. Another thing is just another plant. You can grow it and take care of it right next to your tomatoes and you're not going to see a difference. The pandemic has been causing a weird effect where people are realizing that, well, maybe the cost of buying weed at stores is not good enough and their product is not healthy enough and I can grow it myself. How do I go about it? And that's where we appear in people's life and try to help them.
Yeah. Well, I downloaded your app and we're going to talk about that in a minute. Maybe explain some of the challenges that people run into.
Well, they don't know where to start. Depending on where you are in the world, where do you get the seed? And you have all these questions about how do I make this plant grow and produce whatever I want it to produce so I can ingest it. And there's actually not a lot about it online. When you look information about how to grow cannabis, there's a bunch of people in forums and different places like that yelling instructions that they are aimed at maybe connoisseurs on how to grow cannabis, but not for regular people who have a job and when they come home, they don't want to spend 3 hours taking care of their plants. So when they find us, they see simple guidance on how to grow cannabis from seed to harvest. And if you want to do it extremely well, you can follow every single example and instruction and guidance, or you can just simply go a healthy plant that you are going to be able to harvest. And the next time you do it, you're going to do it well. And the next time you're going to do it a little bit better.
It's really becomes a hobby. I mean, it really becomes a hobby. And like I said, I downloaded the app. Since the listeners can't see it, maybe you can explain some of the features that you have in the app.
Sure. So let's say you want to do any new test, you got to get organized. And that's primarily what we do. We design the app around the structure of events happening in the plant are mostly weekly. So we got to make sure that when you start the app and you create your first plant, we show you. The first plant you create has a nickname and you select the strain if you have it. If you don't, it's fine. You place it somewhere, either inside in a closet or a tent or a garage, whatever you have, or outside. Once you finish that small little setup, you get immediately a calendar where you start watering the plants with a specific repetition, like twice a week, three times a week. And we keep you organized in those kind of events. So the next time you open up the app, you're going to see that it's going to tell you today it's watering day or today it's fertilizer day. It keeps you organized. It keeps everything clear. It tries to drive you towards taking pictures as well. Because there's something really powerful about seeing where you were and where you are right now and see the progress. And that's a beautiful thing, patting yourself in the back, but also to be able to see, well, maybe I did something wrong. And that's a good learning moment for us.
Yeah. And I think, you know, growing cannabis is kind of a solitary hobby. I bet you some of your subscribers use your app to be part of a community, to like kind of feel connected with other people that are doing similar activity.
They are. They are really conscious about security and privacy for many reasons. But once they join, we release a place where they can share how they're growing their plants. We call the reports of how do you grow your plant. It's called a grow log. It's basically kind of like a Facebook timeline from seed to harvest. And it shows everything you did to it and every picture you took. And people love looking at it. We sometimes call it weed porn because you're looking at it and it's picture after picture of beautiful plants. But at the same time, if you want to grow a healthy plant, you can look at somebody that did it properly and go like, all right, maybe I can do it. He's growing in a small closet and taking pictures of the plant in a bathtub. This person apparently has a small apartment. Maybe I can do it as well and have a decent yield and a good product and something I can be proud of.
Wow. You know, it's a potential to be so much more than just a growing app. I mean, it's like a community app. I think it's such a great idea. And, you know, crowdfunding is a perfect place for you to raise money because, you know, every time somebody becomes a new partner, they're helping to spread the word and get the message out. How many people right now do you have using this app?
No, I was just looking at the data. I thought you were going to ask and I opened it and I see we have 480 people online at this moment.
At this moment?
Taking care of their plants. In the last 28 days, we had 54,000 active users.
That's
and
so
it keeps growing every day.
That is great. 480 people right now at this moment are watering their plants or taking a picture of their plant. That's yep. So cool. That is so cool. You raised $180,000 back in 2019, and now you're in the middle of a crowdfunding campaign that's hosted on MicroVentures. What are you going to do with the proceeds?
Well, we started this as a kind of like a side project. We wanted to work together, my friends and I, and we wanted to do something in a disruptive market, and it was either crypto or cannabis. We decided cannabis because we were all growing cannabis in our house, and we noticed we were using notebooks and whiteboards and stuff like that. And we're all from IT, and using all those solutions seems not the right solution, at least not the most efficient one. We weren't able to share how we were growing to each other, and it was stupid. So we designed Jane in 2016, and we launched in 2017. Once we launched, we didn't have a budget. So up until the first 15,000 active users, we didn't advertise. We didn't have any marketing budget at all. We got into Canopy Boulder and we got 180,000 in investments. And right now we need to raise funds. We have the subscriptions, which are growing. And though our revenues are growing, we need to sustain the business, keep promoting our product and keep growing, not only to make it sustainable, but to have that social impact where we go viral and we want to be able to reach every single cannabis home grower all over the world.
You know, you're on the right track. Like I said, 54,000 people are using it already. This is going to be one of those, why didn't I get into that when I had the opportunity? And, you know, we have all of Nico's and Grow With Jane's contact information in the show notes and also at mjbulls.com, including the link to their MicroVentures crowdfunding page. And you know what? I mean, this is the part that I think is cool. It's only $100 to become a partner and Grow With Jane. I think that's very generous, Nico.
I think it's a good deal. MicroVentures has been wonderful. We had a great relationship with them. I love their crowdfunding platform. It's been really interesting to not only start the process and start asking ourselves the questions that they need for us to fill the platform. I know it sounds weird, but the same thing happened to us when we got into the Business Accelerator. We had to fill all this information about who we are and what we believe in and where we stand. And that makes you question some things. And when we got into MicroVentures, we had to do it again. And it painted a clearer picture of now we're in a better place and we're going to be in a better place next month and the next month and the next month up until we become the standard of cannabis homegrown. Luckily, with the help of people in our crowdfunding campaign.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that'll happen. And like I said, check out their page on MicroVentures. You're going to be really impressed because it's got everything, all the information you need. And Nico, we just wish you the best here from the show and appreciate you being on the show. And just keep us posted. Let us know how this goes.
Thank you, man. I'll keep you posted.
All right. Sounds good. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey there, this is Cheryl Murray Powell Esquire, and I'm the host of the Terps in the City podcast. I am a cannabis agricultural dietary supplement and trade attorney. I'm also a hemp farmer, and I've been recently named to the list of High Times Magazine's top 100 influencers in cannabis. I'm inviting you to follow me along my journey as I move back to New York to support the adult use market there. You're going to get a chance to listen to conversations with some of my friends along the way. I look forward to seeing you at Terps in the City.